Recognized as an expert witness by the courts, Gareth Jacobs has 14 years of experience as a digital forensic analyst, with 6 years dedicated to service within the New Zealand Police. In 2019, he performed a preliminary analysis on the Christchurch mosque shooting video and found several discrepancies. Jacobs submitted his report to the president of the police association, but never heard back. The live-streamed video in question was declared an objectionable publication and made illegal in New Zealand on March 16, 2019. In August of 2022, Kelvin Alp and Hannah Spearer of Counterspin Media were charged by police with possession of the mosque shooting video. In hopes to have the order overturned, they hired Gareth Jacobs to do a full examination and provide his expert opinion in court. In order to accomplish this, they had to travel to a country where this video is not illegal. The Forensic Video Analysis Report was released on August 23rd and shows compelling evidence that the video is not genuine. At 3:09, when examining the face size, skin texture, lighting, edge artifacts, perspective, and color balance, the face appears to be digitally altered or inserted. At 5:00, the driver is seen in the rearview mirror, and it's a different person. At 6:04, the vehicle's registration plate, KSH90, is shown. A search of the New Zealand Land Transport Database yielded the result, "Information on this vehicle is not available. Please apply in writing to the New Zealand Transport Agency." Comparative testing consistently produced either registration information or indicated that the plate is not found. The KSH90 query was the only exception. At 6:26, a man on the street in front of the target makes eye contact with the alleged gunman for 2 seconds, deviating from typical behavior when confronted with a threat. At 6:44, the gunman fires 9 rounds into the open doorway. The lack of recoil and the sustained control and accuracy while shooting from the hip suggests that the weapon is not a functional firearm, but rather an airsoft replica. The positioning of the bodies, the absence of visible injuries, and the lack of bloodstain patterns are all inconsistent with a genuine firearm incident. At 6:48, the gunman moves up the hall to an anomalous magazine laying on the floor, seemingly waiting for him. Between 6:48 and 7:07, the gunman inexplicably fires 57 rounds out of a 30-round magazine. At 12:50, the gunman fires 3 rounds through the front windshield. The glass stays intact. But at 13:20, he fires 1 round through the passenger window, and it shatters. Jacobs determined that this is the only actual firearm used in the video, and that it was loaded with blanks. Throughout the entire video, all faces are obscured. There is no visible trauma, and all weapon impacts at the mosque appear to be caused by airsoft BB rounds. People may have died somewhere that day, but not in this video. And the only reason for the government to outlaw it is because they are complicit and hiding the evidence. With no photos, video, social media, or friends, we are supposed to believe that Brenton Tarrant was a 28-year-old physical trainer traveling the world. According to Russian and Syrian intelligence, Tarrant served in southern Syria with Al-Qaeda and has been on a watch list since 2012 as an Israeli-trained assassin who failed his mission to assassinate President Assad. Tarrant's Jewish family immigrated to the UK from Palestine in 1948, and he was 42 years old at the time of his trial. Greg Reese reporting. The Reese Report is now fully funded by my Substack subscribers. Subscribe today and support my work at gregreese.substack.com.